Jan?
Yes, I'm here. Okay, so I think two things. One is that it sounds to me like, for the most part, most of the people, at least on this committee, are feeling like we need to act more like a network. And I think that I don't know how we go about testing that. We can just, you know, we can have a little vote, a little procedural vote. Like, should we act more like a network or more like a collection of independent stations? But it seems to me that the general feeling that I'm hearing, and that it's strongly my feeling, is that we need to be acting more like a network, and a network that includes all of these affiliates. And I don't know how much we need to spend personally on our mission, because it's kind of like the Bible. You can interpret it so many ways. We could spend a little time, but I'm very anxious to go to actually put us under the tutelage of Tom Livingston and ask him, I would like him, I don't know if he, to chair the meeting or to just take over, you know, like how, to start moving us into actually doing strategic planning. And I don't know whether it's, you know, everybody putting their ideas out. I kind of feel more like that ought to be coming a little bit later. I really would like to have Tom start leading us and, you know, helping us figure this out. And I think he has. I mean, one is saying, okay, what is our, you know, mission? We know what the mission statement is. You know, what do we feel like? You know, I don't know. Does he want us to, you know, be, you know, put it in one paragraph worth of words or a sentence worth of words so that we kind of feel like we know where we're going? So whatever, but I'd like to, I really want to take advantage of Tom's presence. People hire him to conduct strategic planning. Let's go with that.
Janet, for the second.
Yeah, let me comment first. I think the discussion of the mission is quite relevant here because it's kind of the overall structure within which we're going to be working. And the question of whether we're going to behave more like a network or a loose confederation does make a difference as to what kind of planning we're going to do, what our immediate goals will be, as well as more long-term goals. Now, I do think that thinking of ourselves as a network and as a real challenge to the mainstream media is a bit of an extension to the original mission statement of Lew Hill. I don't think he thought of, when he created Pacifica, he thought that it would be kind of a challenge on a national scale. And so it's kind of an extension of the of his original mission, and I have no, that's my feeling. Now, I don't know really how many people are in favor of a more network-like structure or loose confederation. What I do know is that we act much more like a loose confederation, I would say even more independent fiefdoms than a network. And the problems range not only in our governance, but the problems exist in our management. And they're kind of interrelated. We have a lot of resistance to any kind of idea of acting as a network on a managerial level. That's been the case since I've been involved with Pacifica. And our governance structure is such that, I think Carol put it well. I mean, it's partly there's a certain centralized part of it, and then there's these local parts of it, and the the responsibilities and the hierarchy between the two is kind of muddy, which is why we get into various fights over who's responsible for what from time to time. But I'm in favor of a more centralized structure, which at the same time allows for, you know, local autonomy to a great extent. But I think the problem we've been having is precisely that we have these kind of independent fiefdoms, and if we're going to get Pacifica's finances and anything else under control, we have to tackle that. That's my statement. Now, who was next?
Janet.
And then Carol wants to go again for just a second later.
Sure.
And Tony's still waiting.
And Tony's waiting? Okay. Tony, why don't you go? I don't think we've heard from you yet.
Okay. Thank you. I sort of agree with Monsieur in that the mission is pretty solid. And we shouldn't try to attempt to make any changes in the mission the way it's written now. Because the mission pretty much gives us direction and it gives us purpose for all the stations. As far as the national or doing things on a network level, I think that they should pertain more to finances, maybe advertising, operational type of things that could be implemented across all the networks, and leave the programming to the local stations, because they know their listeners, or they should know their listeners. So that primarily could be left to the local stations, and to the point where they become ineffective, and then that's where the network should step in and give assistance. I also agree I agree with Tom in that we should look at the mission, and that we as a committee should come to some kind of agreement on the understanding of the mission, so that we function on the same page. And that's all I have for now.
Okay, I think there was Carol and then Janet.
Janet,
you were first. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so I agree with what Alex said about the mission, that it's not doesn't address a national project, which maybe that's because it was written when there was just one station. It wasn't a national network. It was just KPFA. I also so when it comes to the idea of a network versus a confederation, I think it would need to be a combination. I mean, I think most of us are saying that. Tony just talked a little bit about that or that kind of thing, but I as far as programming goes, I think that programming should primarily be local, but also include national programming. I may change my mind at some point after hearing from others, but there hasn't been any real national programming for the different stations to incorporate at this point. I mean, I think there was back in our history. And I'll just end by saying that I agree with Jan that I think I hope Tom takes the lead on this strategic planning. Done.
Okay. I think Carol wanted to say something.
And Joseph.
And then Joseph. Okay.
I think the function of this committee is to organize and focus the discussion of the PNB at some point. KPFA had a series of retreats where we didn't have the meeting structure and we didn't deliberate on any things that were before us, but we explored issues and bigger questions and the finances, the governance structure, and so on, so that we together began to understand some things were before us. We concluded, which other people may not conclude, or at least I concluded and many of us concluded, that what we have is a hodgepodge governance structure, which is legally centralized and functionally decentralized. And I don't think it can be, personally, I don't think that will work. I think either we have to make a decision at some point. Are we going to be decentralized and have relationships where we're working together through an affiliates council or some, or see Pacifica as affiliates council, or we're centralized and we're behaving actually as a network and we're more centralized. And I think that probably, the question of what is our voice, not what is our mission, but what is our voice? Who are we? Do we agree on that or not? And that might lead us to decide we need to be decentralized because we have such different notions about what our programming should be. You could call it the mission, and I think Tom spoke of it as a mission, and I understand that. But because we have a mission statement, I think that takes us to the wrong kinds of questions, or it may take us there. I think that we don't decide this, and we can't conclude it. We can raise it for others and help organize and focus the discussion in some format for the PNB.
Okay. Joseph?
Two things. One, I agree with Tony. I think really what the stations are good at is understand the localities and programming, and I think that's where they should be given a lot of freedom and let them choose what national things they want for their audiences. Otherwise, I think pretty much everything else, the finances, premiums, technology, everything that can be centralized should be centralized, because not only we're reinventing the wheel at every station, we have gross inefficiencies, as we're losing a lot of money just from duplicating processes in the units. Also, I did want to point out one thing. I know I've spoken to Tom, and I have a great deal of respect for him as an ED. We're going to have a new ED within less than a year. CFOs, these are all employees who work for us, and it's up to us to keep the stations on mission. And it's the very fact that the PNB has been very poor in backing up the EDs and making them implement strong policies to keep the network in order that has kind of allowed things to flounder, because any ED that has a weak PNB is going to, we'll have a hard time implementing policies. So I think it's important that we take our role. We're not micromanaging when we say we want to get our finances straightened out and you start centralizing it today. And, yes, we're all going to get heat from local stations. Everybody is in human nature. People are going to resist change. We're going to get a lot of heat from everyone at every station, programmers and staff alike. So we have to accept that, and we have to take responsibility for it. And let Tom not be the one who takes the heat for it, but just the one and his replacement, but the people who have to do the work, because that's enough of a burden for them already. Thank you.
I'd like to make one more comment and then give the floor over to Tom. I agree with mostly everything Joseph just said, except for one thing. I am a firm believer in national programming. Yes, you could have a model of several radio stations that are basically do their own programming and only share the business part of the enterprise. And I think Tom told me about there's some group of radio stations that function like that. I forget where, but that's not what I want to see, though. I would really like to see national programming. National programming will not eliminate local programming. And realistically, it's very difficult to create national programming, and I doubt it would ever be more than, say, 15 or 20% of the airtime at any station. But I would like to have that at least as an initial goal. Let's have national programming of 15-20% of all our stations, and then we could begin to function more like a network and have a much greater effect on the public than we do now. Anyway, that's my feeling about that issue. Tom, would you like to speak?
Yeah, I do have a few ideas. One is I'm glad to be helpful in any way that I can with this. And I was imagining that, sort of organizing our work going forward, what maybe I could work with Alex or Alex and Nancy or whoever wanted to, kind of like serve in a coordinating role with this process, a smaller group, to make plans and to organize sessions. You know, I hear a pretty juicy conversation about the national versus local thing. We have to develop the conversation. But that sounds interesting to me. The group that I think Alex is referring to, there's an organization called Coast Alaska that's been in place for about 20 years now. They're small stations, but they're five stations. They have a local board and they control the local programming. I think all of these stations are connected to National Public Radio, so they get some national programming. And then and then Coast Alaska manages everything else. They manage the finances. They manage the fundraising. They manage the engineering. And it might be interesting to the group to have the woman who's the executive director. They're actually starting to export their model. The woman who's the executive director is very articulate. They've really developed this model over years. It might be useful to just have her come and present to the group and let you ask her questions. That's a possibility about developing the sessions that we have. If you'd agree to it, if Alex agrees to it, then we could sort of work on organizing things going forward. And then another idea: are there general areas where we need to do some study and think about? I just heard a pretty juicy conversation about how centralized should this thing be. In our first meeting. And this is something that Joseph has been saying that I appreciate is that, is there a group to look at our governance structure? Maybe Janet's response to that when I suggested that in the last meeting is maybe that's the work of another committee. But a central issue is how our governance works. So to see if there are a few areas that. Smaller groups meet, off to the side, and we do some research together and come back to the group, or if we sort of take those areas one at a time in our meetings.
Janet,
Janet, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, first. Tom, I think maybe there was a misunderstanding. I think the issue was bylaws and bylaws amendments and that sort of thing, and that's been the purview of the governance committee. But I do think that this committee can look at governance, the governance structure, and for sure, I think it should. I also wanted to say that in terms of a network versus, national programming versus local programming, I think that the different stations do not know what the other stations are about and what they do. And I think it would be useful for us to have and what the issues are internally. Like, for example, at KPFA, there's been the term community radio has come up, local and community and other. I don't know whether that kind of issue has come up and applies to other the other four stations or any of them. I think they have, each one has its own issues and what kind of programming there is at each station. I don't think we know what the other stations do. And so I'd like us to take a look at that and get information about that. I'm done.
Anybody else? Well, to answer Tom's suggestion, I'll be glad to work with you, Tom, on planning for our next meeting and see if we could have a better direction and focus for the discussion.
Joseph Stack.
And anybody else who wants to join us.
Yeah, I'd be happy to also, Nancy.
Okay. Joseph.
Janet.
I really like Tom's idea about talking to the executive director of Coast Alaska, and I think that would be something we could go ahead and ask Tom to proceed on.
I agree. Is there anybody who disagrees? Well, then we have to decide when we're going to do that. Do you want to do that for our next meeting or what?
Janet, just a point of sort of order.
Janet, go ahead.
So the adjournment time of this meeting is 5 minutes or so from now. So I just wanted to point that out.
I'm aware of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's what I would suggest. I think this has been a good conversation, and we don't want to keep talking about the shape of the table, but I think the frame is I think some framing things are starting to emerge, and so that's really helpful. What I would like to do, so I hear both Alex and Nancy are interested, and that we might. And Janet might serve as we might start doing a frame up. So, if the four of us or five of us can find a time to have a pretty quick follow up question. I think welcome any feedback from the group. If you want by email, if you want to say, here's what was interesting and what we talked about. Here's what I think we should be pursuing. And then we'll start to create a plan for what each session will be focused on. And we'll start moving forward.
Tony to the stack.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. I was curious if Tom could comment on how his work with WESM went, if it's been completed and if they've met the goals. And also, I wanted to hear from a few people on how they define national programming, because I'm thinking two ways. One way is are we talking about Amy Goodman, Miss Jesuit, Margaret Prescott type of programming as the national programming, or are we talking about programs that are produced by the local stations and broadcast across other stations? So, in other words, KPFT program would be broadcast across the network. PFW, one of our programs, would be broadcast across the network. I just wanted to get some understanding on that.
Tony, I don't think we have any programs right now that are not produced by local stations. We used to in the past. We had Pacifica Network News, which was a network kind of operation, and Democracy Now! Started as a Pacifica thing, but Democracy Now! is its own entity. So we don't really have any programs currently that are produced by Pacifica as a network, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Drug War News.
Hello?
I was just saying the Drug War News, I believe that goes out from KPFT to not only the other, some other stations, but affiliates as well.
Well, we have several programs that are produced in one of our stations and are carried on other stations. That's not exactly what I was talking about. Yeah, Janet, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the closest that we've come has been some fundraisers where there have been people from different stations.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Nancy.
Jim Goodman.
Nancy, Jan, and then Tom, and we're going to have to adjourn in a few minutes. So
right.
I move that we extend for 10 minutes to hear the new ideas that Jan wanted to bring.
Oh, yes. Good idea. Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Okay. Can we wrap up this discussion so that we could get to the agenda item that Jan introduced?
And this is Tom, just to answer Tony's other question. I think that the work helped give them a focus. They're in a very difficult environment. The guy who was the manager moved on to another station, and he's hired me again. So that's something about what he thought about the work. And I'll have a conversation with Stephen and ask him how that changed the operation, see what impact it's had. I think that's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It definitely is. We just don't have the time to get into it in any depth right now.
Right.
Shall we go
a later meeting or I'll email?
Yeah. Shall we go on to Jan's agenda item, which is new ideas? And Jan, maybe you could sort of explain it. Hello, Jan.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry. I disconnected myself. Taking myself off mute, I disconnected myself. So I don't know where you are. You were just there was a discussion about national programming. And
where we are is we've kind of wrapped that discussion up for now, and we wanted to get to, we extended time just so we can get to your agenda item.
Oh, okay, great.
New ideas, so I'm giving the floor to you.
Okay, thank you. So this is an old new idea, and something that I think we can implement immediately, and it certainly would go along with any strategic plan that we would have, and that is that we should start sending out renewal notices to anyone who has donated to Pacifica in the last 5 years, both via email and via U.S. Postal Service, and ask people to renew. It'll be the simplest, easiest way to get a lot of money off the air. And, and we can send a letter saying, hey, you know, you haven't renewed, would you please renew? And I think, and we can offer maybe some kind of a program-related premium if we want, or even a couple of things. But just start organizing ourselves to send out, and this is part of a long-term strategic plan of getting people on to become sustainers, but which means automatically renewing, and we can ask people if they would be willing to automatically renew or be on a, you know, $5, $10, $15 a month sustainer. But I think we can start this now, and it will head us in the direction. And besides that, we have to get all of our addresses in order anyway, because we're having elections this year if we get it together, which we have to get it together. Anyway, so that's an idea. I'm sure other people have ideas or may have ideas, but it would go along with strategic planning, and I don't think we need to. I think this is something definitely under the purview of the executive director, so we don't have to have T&B micromanaging it. It should just happen.
Carol for the staff.
Janet for the staff.
Hello.
Alex, okay, I'll recognize.
I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
Carol, but Janet.
I think that we should set up a one national program a month to start with that is on a designated Sunday, like the first, third, you know, something like that, and then it's replayed on Wednesday night or on Wednesday night and replayed on Sunday, and that it's a panel discussion and that it is on a subject, for example. We could ask the students from Parkland to set up a panel discussion on guns, but also, you know, suggest they bring in the Brady people or other people who do our anti-guns. We have one on health care, one on poverty, one on climate, one on the justice system, on race, and that we work to have this come. Like for 6 months, we set up some stuff where we have people who will be drawing names like Naomi Klein or like that, and we make this as part of a big splash that Pacifica is back, and we try and be a go-to place to have a major national conversation on these important matters.
Okay, Janet.
Okay, so I'll start with what Carol just said. I kind of like the idea to some extent. But the specifics about it, what subject matter and who would be invited, that's a whole other thing that it's a huge conversation, I think. But to have like a regular national time monthly sounds good to me. But I wanted to go back to what Jan's proposal. I think it's a good idea, but there's a cost to it. You know, these mailings cost, and also it requires resources. And to go ahead and do this without looking at that, without planning, I don't think that would be the cart before the horse, even though it could be done quickly, but a lot of things could be done quickly. Anyway, the cost factor is something that all of the ideas that people come up with, I think people need to keep that in mind. And yes, will be important to invest in certain things, but we have to be very careful about that, because there's, you know, where's the money going to come from? Okay.
Joseph, for the free idea.
Jan, for the stats.
All right, Joseph.
The next idea I had a while back was we have PSAs we can play, and since we badly need a little marketing, it would be nice if we started playing some PSAs asking for if a listener has a billboard or building or someplace that we can put some signage. And they will volunteer for free for a tax write-off for whatever reason they want to. And there's no harm in asking. And if we get one or two bites, it's free, and it could really help us. Thank you.
I think Jan wanted to be on the stack again.
Okay. Of course there's a cost, and I've been involved in many mailings, and they tend to be, they're expensive for any regular organization, but we have to at any rate get our mailing list in order, and we can have could serve such a mailing, needs to be planned, and it should serve multiple purposes, and one of those purposes could be also asking people for their favorite. Several of their favorite programs, and also their favorite types of programs. so that we, you know, get more besides money. And as much as mailings like this cost, I've never done a mailing, and I've done many for many different organizations. They always pay for themselves. It takes money to start them, but they always pay for themselves, and there's always money, additional money. And I think for Pacifica, it would be much more. In terms of programming, I would envision actually doing, rather than starting a new program, we have magnificent programs on all of our stations. And one way of figuring out, you know, like, and I would just propose airing some of our, you know, best programs nationally. And one of the ways we could do that is we could have kind of a contest that people voted and they could use a text to donate platform, which is, if we know how to use it, very easy to use. And, you know, we could say, you know, it takes a $1 donation to vote for your favorite program to be, you know, is it televised? Audio? To be listened to nationally. And it's a good way to capture people's, would be a good way to capture people's email addresses. And people could actually vote on which, you know, what program they think would be the best to televise nationally. And it would serve a bunch of different purposes. And then we could have, you know, we could have one program, you know, played for a couple of weeks, and then we could also even a half of a program, and say, if you want to listen to the rest of it, you know, listen to this podcast, and then do maybe two, even in a one-hour period, where you listen to half of it, and then if you want to hear the other half, listen to a podcast of it. And I think we could all probably think of a couple of shows that we think should, you know, are of high enough quality that they could be listened to nationally. And then if we can also look and see how much, you know, how many people listen to the podcast and to see, you know, the popularity. So I don't think, I like the idea of having shows that are locally produced, so it's no extra, you know, nothing extra is required except broadcasting them. And, you know, we can figure out how to broadcast them and how to pick what shows to broadcast. You know, it could be the feature of the month, and we could also, anyway, there are many ways to do it, but I would rather just see us pick some of the things that we're already doing rather than having to create something new.
Nancy to the stack.
Yes, Nancy, and we're going to have to wrap it up pretty soon, but go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to get on the stack, but I also make a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
I
vote okay. Yes.
Anybody opposed? Okay.
Also, there was another item on the agenda. It said new business, 15 minutes. That was already there, I think.
Well, new business is if anybody wants to bring up some new items, that's all that is.
I see. Okay. So,
Janet, I'd like to be on the stack after Nancy.
Okay. So these ideas are all so wonderful, but I'm wondering if we could farm them out to the different committees that are whose bailiwicks they are. And I know we're all on different committees, and if we could take these wonderful ideas to, say, for the programming committee, all these ideas that Jan, like this idea that Jan has about voting on a program that you want to go nationally, program that you like at your station that you want to go nationally, you know, that could be taken to the programming committee to implement and to bring, you know, to the PNB to ask the program directors at the stations to implement or something like that. And these ideas on how to raise money could go to the development committee. Like, I'm on the development committee. I could take several of these ideas and take them to the development committee. This is like an idea-generating machine here. That's just my suggestion. We need to work on the strategic plan.
Okay.
We'll just get distracted by trying to implement all these things. But they are very good ideas and very well worth implementing.
Yeah, I think Janet wanted to speak.
Yeah. So, you know, when I heard Jan saying televised, this is, you know, we're radio, and so...
Radioized, whatever. Broadcast.
Right.
Broadcast is the word, sorry.
Right, broadcast, right, or aired or whatever. There are people who want to bring multimedia into Pacifica. And so televising is not necessarily off the agenda or possible agenda. And then there's live streaming, you know, like where, you know, somebody is actually, say, at an event and they could, this has happened at KPFA and it's actually live streamed real time. But then there could be archived, and then people could look at it after. But it's, you know, a visual kind of thing. So,
I just wanted to make one comment in response to Nancy. I think the nature of this committee is such that we are going to get into areas that other committees may be dealing with. There's no way around that. So we're getting into areas that the Finance Committee might deal with. We're getting into areas that the Programming Committee might deal with. The Governance Committee might deal with. That's just the nature of this committee. A strategic plan is going to involve all of these areas. But I think what we don't want to do, perhaps, I think it would be legitimate, for instance, for this committee to propose national programming, but I think maybe it's not up to us to discuss exactly what specific national programs are the best kind. I don't know. I mean, we could certainly toss around some ideas about that, but I don't know how specific we want to get about things like that. But I think we do have a legitimate mandate as to the direction of Pacifica in certain areas, and I think in that sense it's part of the mandate of this committee. And we're just about out of time. Does anybody have anything else to say?
I'd like to add something. It's Carol when you want me to.
Could I reply?
Go ahead, Carol.
Is there anybody from the affiliate station on this committee?
Afia Nwangaza is supposed to be on this committee.
Okay.
She was at our first meeting.
Okay, good. All right, thanks.
Nancy wanted to follow up, just reply.
Okay.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't come up with these ideas. And I mean, actually, we would know what would be, you know, if we're working on the mission and the strategic plan, we would know what would fit with that with respect to programming or programming strategies or things like that. We could come up with these strategies, but we could ask have maybe even a back and forth with the other committees to help get some help carrying the load on how to write up implementing that, for, you know, suggestions for how to implement that could be given to the staff, you know. If it's a programming idea, the programming committee might already be working on it, and you don't want to duplicate their efforts. But just maybe if it's a programming idea, kind of have some interaction between the strategic planning committee and the programming committee. If it's a finance matter, have some interaction between strategic planning and the finance committee, et cetera. You know, that was just so everybody,
Janet,
you know. People in these other committees might have a perspective that we don't have, and they might see something that we miss that's important for implementing.
Janet?
We're actually out of time. Do you have something really quick?
I one of the things I wanted to do was move to adjourn, but before that, I wanted to just raise the fact that there is an open meeting, an open PNB meeting on April 5th, and perhaps there could be a report to that meeting of what's happened in this in this committee, a committee report, basically. And now I move to adjourn.
Okay. Well, we're adjourned then, because we're out of time. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Good night.
Tom.
Bye.
Yeah.
Tom Livingston. I need.